I'm the dopest of the dopest. Hater, I know you know this. My style's still the precious and mine is still the coldest. Don't you lose focus, the paper is still the gold.
Not for $1 million will I sell my soul.
Back against the wall, but I'm in love with the pressure.
3, 2, 1, and we're live. 3&D, Signs in Sports Podcast.
What's going on, guys? Welcome to the 3&D Signs in Sports Podcast. This is the newest and most exciting sports entertainment podcast on Spotify, Rumble, Patreon, Apple Podcasts, and iHeartRadio. This show is brought to you and sponsored by Catering with Grace, Future American Leaders of Texas, and Mia Made It. Donations to this podcast can be made to the podcast's official Cash App, Real Deal 0423. You can join the 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast Fantasy Football League Discord server on Discord. You can find us on Spotify, Apple, iHeartRadio, and on Rumble. For any questions or if you would like your comment to be read on the show, you can email us directly at signsandsportspodcast@gmail.com. Or you can tag us and ask your questions on Facebook at Designed Individually Gifted, 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast, or 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast Fantasy Football League. On Patreon, you can find us at 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast. On Getter, you can find us at Signs and Sports Podcast. On Truth Social, you can find us at Designed I Gifted and at Signs and Sports Podcast. And on Parler, you can find us at Signs and Sports Podcast. Also, on Twitter, at True_DIG and at Signs and Sports, you can find us there as well. But guys, follow, like, and share. We appreciate y'all for tuning in. As always, welcome to the show and enjoy the episode. What's happening, guys? Welcome to another episode of the newest and most exciting sports entertainment podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Rumble, iHeartRadio, and anywhere, everywhere that you find your podcast. This is another episode, and today we're going to be talking about the NFL Draft. This is episode number 32 of season number 1. This is the traditional formatted episodic series where we just talk about all things football, all things sports, all things entertainment. Today we're talking about, as I said, the 2023 NFL Draft. We just talked about the 2023 WWE Draft. It's draft season, guys, okay? So we're going to talk about the first round and the first round only. We're not going to go through everything else. We're going to talk about the first round, and we're going to talk about the gradings, the rankings that were given to the first round of each team by the game day. The game day, we are using their graphic. Go ahead and follow them on Facebook where we got this from, the Game Day NFL. Before we start this episode, I want to do something. Okay. I have another graphic from the game day as well. Before we get into the actual draft and the actual rankings and stuff like that, I also have some comments at the end, you know, just from people on the page that were wanting to talk about it, wanting to comment. We're going to do an NFL. We're going to cover the game day's 2023 NFL helmets draft. Okay, so we're going to have their top 10 picks of the best helmets in the league. What they think, we'll let you know if we think different, blah, 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 et cetera, et cetera, right? So starting with number 10 overall, I already disagree because this should be number 1. The Dallas Cowboys, number 10 overall for the game day's 2023 NFL helmets draft. These are the best helmets in the NFL according to the game day. Top 10 best helmets in the NFL according to the game day. Number 10 overall, the Dallas Cowboys. Number 9, the Green Bay Packers. Number 8, the Baltimore Ravens. Number 7, the Minnesota Vikings. Number 6, the Los Angeles Rams. Number 5, the Pittsburgh Steelers. Number 4, the San Francisco 49ers. Number 3, the Philadelphia Eagles. Number 2, the Los Angeles Chargers. And number 1, the Cincinnati Bengals. I guess this is for like 2023, because there has to be a lot that goes into this, because I disagree. I disagree on a lot of these. Maybe we should do our own But I feel like to do that on air right now, to find all of the, man, I wish Madden was on right now. I wish I could turn Madden on for you guys right now. Go through every single, you know what? I am. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to turn my Madden on real quick. I'm going to let you guys hear this song. And while you guys listen to this, I will get Madden set up. I'll come back. And whenever I come back, we will also make our own list on what it is that was made here, because I disagree with this. I don't think this was, I disagree. I just disagree. And I will tell you guys that after this song and when we come back from setting up everything with the PlayStation. All right. I'll talk to you guys in a little bit.
Just a letter to my city, love, I'm so invested. My lady brought a plate of chicken and some fettuccine. I swear on everything the way I think I'm always dreaming. Daydreaming, stay scheming, same team and everything we do the same reason. Change seasons, broke days to these rich days. All paid, me and all the homeboys chilling at the Met crazy. Got my Pinot, got that Robert Mondavi. I got my red carpet swag on and nobody saw me. But goddamn, damn, always hoping they saw me. Especially all the bad bitches I would scope at the party. But now my phone filled with digits, I think one of them Cardi. But hola habla my mañana, she just want me, she hardly don't know my name.
Okay. Hey, Madden is set up, PlayStation set up, everything's good, everything's ready to go. If you could hear it in the background, I'm sorry, but you probably can. It's a little close to the mic, but it's okay. We're gonna run through it. I needed the visual aid because I needed to see each helmet, logo, all those things, because I didn't want to just make my list off of just recollection alone. So what we did is we pulled up the game. We have the rosters pulled out, and I noted down the teams that I think are in my top 10. And now I'm going to run back through the game day NFL top 10. I'm going to tell you guys one more time what it is, who it is that's in their top 10. I'm going to tell you why I don't like certain selections, and I'm going to tell you mine, and then we will get into the draft rankings by the game day NFL. Let's go 10-1. Okay, number 10 for the game day NFL's top 10 helmets in the NFL is the Dallas Cowboys number 10, the Green Bay Packers number 9, the Baltimore Ravens number 8, the Minnesota Vikings number 7, the Los Angeles Rams number 6, the Pittsburgh Steelers number 5, the San Francisco 49ers number 4, the Philadelphia Eagles number 3, the Los Angeles Chargers number 2, and the Cincinnati Bengals number 1. Okay. That was, I disagree with, like I said, multiple, only because this is mainly preference, guys. This is what you prefer when you're looking at a helmet. Some people like more on the helmet. Some people like simple. Some people like this color. Some people prefer that color. You know, there's a lot of different things that go into it. So my list is different from your list. It's different from this list. This list is different from my list and your list, you know, so take it with a grain of salt. If you would like to, leave a comment. And wherever you can find us, tag us anywhere that you can find us. Getter, Truth Social, Twitter, Facebook, you know, Parler, anywhere. Rumble, leave a message in the, I mean, leave a comment. And let us know what your list would be. Mainly on Facebook, I'm going to be honest. But let us know what your list would be. And, you know, we can share and we can... Actually, mainly in the Discord. I'm sorry. Mainly in the Discord. Leave that comment. Join the Discord. Leave that comment in the Discord. Anything that is said in the Discord, if you would want it on the podcast, that is your easiest access to have your opinions read on the show. But other than that, we are going to go through my top 10 NFL helmets. And we will go from number one, because you guys know what my number one is. It's the Dallas Cowboys. Just, you know what we are here, man. We're Homer fans for the Dallas Cowboys. Next year, they're winning the Super Bowl. It's our year. I know. But let's be honest. Okay, 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast, top 10 NFL helmets. Number one, the Cowboys. Number two, the New York Jets. again, I like simple. It depends on the colors that you like. It depends on, I didn't really go for like tradition and stuff like that, which it looks like. Oh, I forgot. My bad. I didn't tell you the ones that I didn't agree with in theirs. So let me do that. I don't really agree with the Baltimore Ravens. Not a fan of the logo. The Green Bay Packers, I think. I like yellow, but not really a fan of the helmet like that. Not to be in my top 10 list. Maybe they're like top 15. The Pittsburgh Steelers, again, I think that's one of those that's like has a lot of history to it, and that's why it's there. The Eagles, as much as I hate them, I do think that they are worthy of a top 5, you know, best helmet in the league. The Cincinnati Bengals, I like them too. Not as much as putting them number 1, but you know, I'm okay with it. The Minnesota Vikings, never really been a fan of them, of their uniforms, of the colors, of the, you know, just never really been a fan. I do like the matte finish of the helmets now and how they've changed them. They do look better, but top 10, not for me, you know? And the last one that I didn't really agree with was the Los Angeles Rams, only because I do think they're nice helmets. I do think they're nice to look at. The colors are, they pop, everything like that. But I've never been a fan of the ram horn. So that's not one that I had in my top 10. So moving on to my top 10, the 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast. Top 10 NFL helmets. Best helmets per me. You know, my opinion. Number 1, the Dallas Cowboys. Number 2, the New York Jets. Number 3, the New York Giants. You see, my top 3 were very basic. They were basic helmets with just the logo. It just depends the color. The silver, the Dallas Cowboys star, iconic, you know, everything about it. Again, the New York Jets, the green and the black face mask, ever since they changed over to these new helmets, I would have never put the Jets even in my top 10 back then in the 2010s, 2000s. I never would have put the Jets in my top 10 list back in the 2010s, in the 2000s. They never would have sniffed it, but sorry, I got a message. But these new helmets, ever since they changed uniforms, I think it was back in 2017, 18, that's when I became a fan of the Jets. That's when I started following the Jets because of the uniform change. I know, weird reason, but you know. But yeah, so I like the simple helmets. The Giants as well, the blue, the glossy blue, the glittery blue. You know, there's just something about these three helmets, the simplicity of them. In my preference, they're the top 3 helmets in the league. Number 4, I have the Cincinnati Bengals, because I think a lot of prestige has been brought to those helmets, as far as now they're not just like a crazy design for a helmet. Now they're actually like, oh, those are cool, you know, because Joe Burr, you know, there's a lot of swag and prestige, the new uniforms, you know, stuff like that. If we're talking about that, the Bengals uniforms would be up there, you know, in the... Well, they still are, but they'd probably be around that same area. Number 5, I do, again, as I said, I am a hypocrite on a lot of things. I say a lot of things and do differently in a lot of areas. But the Philadelphia Eagles are my number 5 pick. That's gross. That makes me feel gross for saying that. But they're my number 5 when it comes to best helmets in the league, because they're fire, bro. They're fire. The wings on the helmet, that dark green, that forest green with the black face mask, you know, they're fire. Their uniforms are clean. You know, I hate the Eagles, but I hate that I love their uniforms, you know. Number 6 on my list is the Falcons. Ever since they changed their uniforms, the silver face mask with the updated logo, stuff like that. I like it. I think they're fire. I think they're modern. I think they're new. I think they're fresh. I think it's what the Falcons needed. And their entire uniforms, I'm with it. Number 7, I have the Los Angeles Chargers because that lightning bolt is classic. It's iconic. It's legendary. Number 8, I have the San Francisco 49ers because even though I hate them, I love their uniforms. Again, and gold is that's my thing. So the gold helmet has always attracted me. It's weird. I always say this, so I'll say it here. That way it's stamped forever. It's weird that my favorite team is completely opposite of what my favorite colors are. The Dallas Cowboys are silver and blue. My favorite team is the Dallas Cowboys. My favorite colors are red and gold. And the San Francisco 49ers are one of the Cowboys' biggest rivals like ever, you know? So it's kind of hard, but I've always low key really always peeped the 49ers because their uniforms are just, they're fresh, man. They're cool. Number 9 on my list, helmet, is the Detroit Lions. Again, the modern look, the silver, they look basically like the Cowboys, so it's kind of like a shout-out. It's homage to the Cowboys being number 1. Here's another helmet thrown right in there that looks just like yours. Kansas State as well. Kansas State rocks kind of like the similar Cowboys uniform model. You know, shout-out to K-State. I'd put their helmets in here too, but now I'm going off track. The Detroit Lions, number 9 for me. And the Bears, number 10, the Chicago Bears, the classic, the traditional. Notice how most of mine were traditional helmet, classic, simple, with just the logo, right? And notice how the game days were a little more. Some of them had a little more, the Vikings, the Rams. I only had a couple that had a lot going on the helmet. But again, it's your preference. Let us know what you like. Let us know what it is that you want. I'm going to go through my list one more time with no explanation. We'll go into a break, and when we come back from the break, we are going to talk about the 2023 NFL Draft. Number 1, the Dallas Cowboys. Number 2, the New York Jets. Number 3, the New York Giants. Number 4, the Cincinnati Bengals. Number 5, the Philadelphia Eagles. Number 6, the Atlanta Falcons. Number 7, the Los Angeles Chargers. Number 8, the San Francisco 49ers. Number 9, the Detroit Lions, and number 10, the Chicago Bears. Those are the 3&D Signs in Sports podcast by DIG, top 10 NFL helmets in the league. Shout out to the Seattle Seahawks, the Cleveland Browns, the Denver Broncos, and the New England Patriots, because all of those were also considered when making this list, and the Miami Dolphins. So, and I guess I'll even throw the Washington Commanders in there because their new helmets are like kind of cool or whatever. But yeah, guys, that was my top 10. That was the NFL Game Day's top 10. We are 20 minutes into this thing, so I'm going to cut the first segment short. That way we have a little more time to talk about the NFL draft. There's 32 picks that we're going to talk about, and I'm going to give you the rankings from the Game Day NFL. And we are going to go into a break. When we come back, we're talking about the 2023 NFL Draft and the rankings by the Game Day NFL. Recording, mastering, mixing, engineering, production, cover arts, music, videos, anything you need, get at your boy Rye Low of the Realest Underground Entertainment. Rye Low, Rye Low. Get at your boy Rye Low at Ryan Lopez on Facebook. Get at your boy at Rylo361 on Twitter. For anything and everything music that you need, logos, you need music videos, you need commercials, you need cover arts for your music, you need merchandise, you need anything from the Day One Vibe Shop, anything from the Realest Underground Entertainment, get at your boy Rylo of the Realest Underground Entertainment, the Realest Underground Entertainment, the Realest Underground Entertainment. Superstar producer Chach with the heat. You need beats, he's got the heat. Chach with the heat of the Realest Underground Entertainment. Find him at www.dayonevibes.com. Find him on YouTube. Find him on www.beatstars.com/chotchwiththeheat. Affordable beats, bangers, bangers, bangers after bangers. Chotch with the Heat of the realest underground entertainment is the one that you need. The one that you need. The one that you need. Any music artist, any genre, Chotch with the Heat of the realest underground entertainment. Chotch with the Heat of the realest underground entertainment. Chotch with the Heat of the realest underground entertainment. Contact Chotch with the Heat of the realest underground entertainment on Facebook at Chotch with the Heat, on YouTube at Chotch with the Heat, on Day One Vibes in the store tab, and on Facebook at Mario Chavera, and again on BeatStars at www.beatstars.com/chotchwiththeheat for all your music needs and all your music purposes. Chotch with the Heat of the realest underground entertainment. Okay, guys, we are back. We are back. Let's put up the notebook. I could have done that during the break, but kind of fell asleep at the wheel there a little bit. We're back. We are finished with the Game Days 2023 NFL Helmets Draft and the 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast 2023 NFL Helmets Draft. We are going to talk about the first round of the NFL Draft, and we are going to talk about the rankings that the Game Day NFL provided for each team and their pick. Okay, we are going to talk about the first pick of the NFL Draft in 2023. The Carolina Panthers selected quarterback out of Alabama, Bryce Young, and they gave him a B, just a flat B. The number two overall pick, the Houston Texans select quarterback out of Ohio State, C.J. Stroud, and they gave that pick a B minus. Number three, the Texans traded up to select edge rusher from Alabama, Will Anderson Jr., and that was an A. Number four, the Indianapolis Colts sat back and received and drafted quarterback from the University of Florida, Anthony Richardson, and got a B minus for that pick. The Seattle Seahawks selected cornerback from the University of Illinois, Devin Witherspoon, and got a B minus as well for that selection. The Arizona Cardinals listened to their quarterback and selected offensive tackle from Ohio State with the number six pick, Paris Johnson Jr., and got a B for that pick. The Las Vegas Raiders selected with the number seven pick in the NFL draft, edge rusher from Texas Tech, Tyree Wilson, and got a B plus. The Atlanta Falcons selected with the number eight pick, running back from the University of Texas, Bijan Robinson, and got a C plus. I'm not going to lie, I didn't like that the Falcons took a running back with the number eight pick when they had so many needs on their team. I mean, don't get me wrong, Bijan Robinson, best running back in the draft. I think they kind of, you know, saw, oh, he fell to us. I mean, we might as well just take him, best player in the draft, but That one's gonna catch heat. I'm not gonna lie, because that was like. I mean, don't get me wrong. One more pick after, and he would have ended up a Philadelphia Eagle. That would have been worse. That being said, I'm glad that he's an Atlanta Falcon. The following pick, number nine, the Eagles traded up. Got Jalen Carter, interior defensive lineman for the University of Georgia. That pick got an A- from the Game Day NFL. With the number 10 pick, the Chicago Bears selected Darnell Wright, offensive tackle from the University of Tennessee. They got a B-. They selected some offensive line help for the future of Chicago, Justin Fields. With the number 11 pick, the Tennessee Titans select offensive line help as well for their quarterback, Ryan Tannehill. And for the future, they select offensive tackle from Northwestern, Peter Skoronski. They got a B-plus for that pick with the number 11 pick. The Detroit Lions, who just lost DeAndre Swift to the Philadelphia Eagles, drafted a running back replacement from the University of Alabama, Jahmyr Gibbs, and they got a C for that pick. The Green Bay Packers continue their ways of not drafting an offensive player. They draft linebacker from the University of Iowa, Lucas Van Ness, and they got a B. Number 14, the Pittsburgh Steelers select offensive tackle from the University of Georgia. They select Broderick Jones, and they got a B-plus for their selection. At number 15, the New York Jets select edge rusher Iowa State, Will McDonald, and they got a C for that selection. I didn't like that either because I was waiting for the number 15 pick. On the board still were plenty of picks. There is cornerbacks that you could have paired with Sauce Gardner, which we already have a good cornerback tandem, but why? I mean, I get it though. Bob Sala's a defensive-minded head coach. They really respect him. He took him to what, the playoffs last year, almost to the playoffs. Give him some more defensive line help, cause havoc, and allow Sauce Gardner to do his thing, the best cornerback in the NFL. With the 16th pick in the NFL draft, the Washington Commanders select cornerback from Mississippi State, Emmanuel Forbes, and they got a C-plus for that pick. The next pick is where I think the New York Jets should have gone, but this was an amazing pick for the New England Patriots. Number 17, they select cornerback from the University of Oregon, Christian Gonzalez, and they got an A-minus for that pick. The Detroit Lions have another pick in the first round at number 18, and they select linebacker from the University of Iowa, Jack Campbell, and they got a D for that pick. Number 19, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers select defensive lineman from Pitt, Kalijah Kancey, and they got a B. With the number 20 pick, the Seattle Seahawks select Jaxon Smith-Njigba, wide receiver from Ohio State, and they get a B+. With the 21st pick in the NFL draft, the Los Angeles Chargers select wide receiver from TCU, Quentin Johnston, and they got a B. The 22nd pick, the Baltimore Ravens select Zay Flowers from Boston College, wide receiver, and they got an A. With the number 23 pick, the Minnesota Vikings select wide receiver from USC, Jordan Addison, and they got a B. The New York Giants select Deontay Banks, cornerback from Maryland, with the 24th pick and got a B. With the 25th pick, the Buffalo Bills trade up to take tight end from the University of Utah, Dalton Kincaid, and they got a B+. The Dallas Cowboys sit back at 26 and select defensive tackle from the University of Michigan, Mazi Smith, and they get a B-. The 27th pick, Anton Harrison, offensive tackle from Oklahoma, and they got a B for the Jacksonville Jaguars. The Cincinnati Bengals, 28, Miles Murphy, defensive end from Clemson, and they get a B+. 29, the New Orleans Saints select defensive lineman from Clemson, Brian Breesy, and they get a B+ as well. The Philadelphia Eagles, with their second pick in the first round at number 30, select Nolan Smith, linebacker from Georgia, and they get another A in the first round. So whoever's running the Philadelphia Eagles front office, shout out, because they've been doing all the right things. Obviously, just paid Jalen Hurts, got a deal from him. You know, they're doing their thing. So number 31, the Kansas City Chiefs select Felix Anudike Uzoma, defensive end from Kansas State, and they got a B. I was a little disappointed with the Dallas Cowboys, first pick. I was expecting them to take one of the tight ends. I was expecting them to take Joey Porter Jr. I was expecting them to take a few names that weren't Mozzie Smith. Mozzie Smith was not even on my radar. He was not even on my board. He was not even like, Mozzie Smith was not who I expected to take. You know what I'm saying? So it is what it is. That is who we ended up with. I do think that it could be a potential good pick for the Dallas Cowboys because I do think that they trust Dan Quinn and the direction that he has for the offense, for the defense, I'm sorry. I do think that he has a direction, he has a way that he wants to go, and it obviously proved successful last year. So they want to double and triple down on what they are good at and the things that they are succeeding at. My question, though, is Mozzie Smith Taco Charlton 2.0? I'm hearing a lot of no's. Obviously, on first impact, initial impact when the pick was made, everybody's first thought was Michigan, Taco. But I'm willing to give it the benefit of the doubt. I do trust Will McClay. The dude looks stout. He is 330 pounds. He's an interior defensive lineman. We've never drafted a nose guard. You know, I think it's been like 30, 40 years or something like that, or 20 years since the last time we did it. So we'll see. You know, he's going to eat up some tackles. He's big. He's strong. They say that he is strong. He's not just a big boy who's going to get on point of impact. He stalls, you know, like he stops the person. He doesn't get pushed back. So that's good as well. And he is going to give our linebackers and, you know, free safety. I mean, our linebackers and our safeties, you know, a chance to run free. And that's something that our defense can always use because I think they're doubling down on our defense. I think they think our offense is good. Through training camp, they're going to pick up other people who fall off of rosters, etc. But, hey, that is what happened in the 2023 NFL draft. I can't help it. I can't do anything about it. I was a little disappointed. As I said, it was anticlimactic because all I had been hearing about was cornerback, was tight end, was offensive lineman. I never thought we were taking a defensive tackle, but I can't be mad about it. Especially if he is a first round talent. At 26, you often don't find first round talent back there, but it's okay. We'll take it. We'll see what we can do with it. We have a good team. We have a good defense. We have Micah coming back. I appreciate everybody for listening. It was another episode of the 3&D Signs and Sports podcast. This was episode 32. This was the NFL draft and the top 10 NFL helmets draft. This was, again, episode 32. We look forward to catching you guys on the next one. I have a little bit of time, so I will be dropping a couple more podcasts. At the end of this month, we will have the Night of Champions WWE Premium Live Event episode with Mia Made It. But I look forward to talking to you guys a lot more, and I look forward to getting back into the podcasting. And I appreciate you guys for tuning in. We'll catch you on the next one.
The realest underground entertainment, T-R-U-E, hashtag that, true. The realest underground entertainment, your source for local music, your source for local marketing, hype, branding, exclusive experience. What do you need? What do you got? How can we help you? How can you help us? How can we help you? T-R-U-E, the realest underground entertainment, Rilo, Tone G, Merculation, D-I-G, J-B, Chach with the heat. Shout out to Villain Vision Music, A2J, Villain Vision Music, A2J, Villain Vision Music, A2J. Check out the realest underground entertainment at True Records on YouTube. at The Realest Underground Entertainment on Facebook and at Day One Vibes, the home of The Realest Underground Entertainment. Get at your boys.